Okay. So it's looking at sessions and cookies. So the first one I'm actually going to look at, there are a bunch of different kind of play around with sessions out here. And I'm going to look at just a very basic one. And then we're going to look at the guessing game, which is the main thing I wanted to look at. Okay, so the first one I'm looking at is very basic PHP. Okay, so I started out and I have basically made a session called CIS. Okay, and then I want to show that session. And that's not the one I wanted to open. And then we will talk about it. Okay. So I created a session called info. And you can see I did it up at the top, PHP session stat. So I created a session called info. And then just to prove that I'd done it, I said echo out department is, comma, and then session info. And it showed that I had indeed created a session. Okay. Essentially, we're looking at cookies and sessions. And cookies are something that gets written down to your browser. And everybody that you do business with, if you don't turn off cookies, is going to give you a cookie down on your browser that basically has information when it comes back and says hello and gives you your name. That's because they put a cookie down there. Okay, a session, one thing of the things that I read calls a session, you know, a upgraded cookie. Essentially, with a session, information is stored on the server. It gives you a session number. When you create a session, it creates a session number. And the session number is kept on your computer while you're in that session. But the information about the session is kept out on the browser. And when you close down the browser, you've closed down the session, basically. If you are saving a bunch of things, you move from one thing to another in the session that you're doing, after you've established a session, it's going to keep all of the information. So you sometimes, when you ask it to show you what the session is, you'll see information from three or four different programs, okay? And that's how the session comes up. I took some pictures of screens, and we can look at them later, but I put it up there where I kind of went into, if you're using Firefox and you use Firebug, you can go in and get and see where it set up the session and where it set up your session number and all of that kind of stuff for you. Okay, so this is simply setting up a session. And I claim that I thought I'd put that up there, but apparently I hadn't. Okay. So I've now set up a session. Okay, and then the next one I think I was looking at was very basic check. And that was checking on the session. And if I come in here now and do very basic check, okay, it's giving me department is CIS. And if the session wasn't there, it would have said department not set. Okay. Then the third one I had was unsetting the session, And so you can go in when you want to unset a session and just do session start, session unset. So that knows that it should unset the session. Now, what an unset does is it takes the data out of the session, the things you've stored, but it doesn't actually delete the session. In other words, it doesn't make the ID number go away. If you do a destroy, which I have there, that will destroy the session. Okay, so destroy takes the ID number, and destroy is comparable to turning the browser off and then turning it back on. Okay, if you turn the browser off, then you're going to destroy the session. Well, if you put in destroy, it also destroys the session. Now, what's the value of a session? The value is that it can hold information for you. So, you know, in the example that I gave you, which was binary hex, I had to pass some information, and I called it hidden, and I passed that information up, and I suspect you did the same in the guessing game if you followed that model. Okay, you can also do the guessing game, so I'm going to click on here, guess sessions, okay? And I am doing this now with a session, okay? So that what I'm going to do is I am going to keep the information in a session as opposed to passing it within the thing, within the program, as opposed to taking and passing the hidden version of it. I'm going to actually save the information in a session. And so that's an alternative way that you can pass information. Because if you save it in a session, then you can access that information while you're still in that session. Okay? If you're talking about something like hidden for an end session, those are two ways of accomplishing that, basically. If you want to keep something so when I come back tomorrow, then you're going to make a database and put it on a file or a database or something. But if you are doing it within a session, you can either use the hidden or you can use the session. Now, sessions have to be created before you start HTML. Okay, so I've got up there at the top. Let me go ahead and make that a little bit bigger. Okay, so up there at the top, I have got my session, and I'm starting my session. Okay, so down below, I'm starting, and I'm asking if the session is set, if is set session number to guess. So have I got something called number to guess out there? Okay, so then I say basically, okay, if that's true, go ahead.
I like the fact that it's hidden in the view source now. The random number that you're supposed to guess is hidden.
Okay.
I was trying to figure
it out. But you can get it. Actually, did I start to run this program? No, I haven't.
No.
It's kind of interesting. Let me see. This one is called... What did I call it?
Guest
session.
Guest sessions. G's lowercase, S is uppercase.
O-N-S dot. Is that it?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, so now it has started the game. Okay, and my little start up there is simply telling me what the numbers are. So I just put numbers up there. So if I put in 12, it is telling me... Your guess is too high. Okay, and if I put in 6, it tells me I guessed it.
Yeah.
And that 6 was the second number that I put up there. If you look in the start, I have the start showing the number that I guessed and the correct number so that I can manipulate it and do it. So now I'm saying guess the number, and I'm saying 12. And the right number is 25, so it says it's too low. And if I guess 24, it's still too low. And when I guess 25, it's going to tell me that I have it. Okay. So I have another program out here that we're going to look at the same time. And that one is info session get, but I don't think I can do it with outwriting info session first because I'm passing information. So I'm going to go in there and I'm going to do info session first because I'm basically going to show you where I can get info session.php. I can't spell to save my soul. All right, good. Info in session.
Yep.
Is that what it is?
Yep.
Yes. Okay, so at this point, info in session, if I edit this, set up a session, and it's stored a course, it's stored a time, and it's stored a day. Okay, so I said I'm going to store those things in the session, and then I did an echo that shows what I have. Okay. So now I am going to go in, and it showed it. Okay. Now I'm going to go in and do the next one, which is called info in session get. And that is going to show the information. So I want to add a get here. Okay. So that is showing that information, but it's also showing information from my other sessions. So the first one I did set up a session with info and it had CIS, so there's that. Then the game that I did set up num to guess and it's got a 5 in it. Okay. Then the last one that I just ran set up course, time, and days. So basically, all that information is stored out in my session. Okay. So now, and I did it as a print R and I did it as a pre-print R because I like looking at it better. It's easier to understand.
You should be all set.
Okay, it's all changed?
Yep.
Thank you. What that was about is Connor sent me an email this morning that said, did you really mean to give away your password? And the answer was no, I really didn't mean to give away my password. But if you look in, I think it was the second image set, it had my password page in there.
Ooh.
So it has now been changed.
That's good.
So that's what Carol was telling me, is that it's now been changed. So I passed out my, not that that password was terribly, it was just the password for my SQL. And it wasn't the password to get into where I keep the final exam, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so that was all right. But anyway, that's what she was telling me. So now I'm going to go back and I'm going to play the game again. And what was the game called? Guest sessions.
Yeah. A capital S on sessions.
Of course. Why wouldn't I do that?
Yeah.
You're all good. There it is. Okay, so now if I look at this, and I also bring up the other one, which was And what was it?
Which one?
The get one, the one that has get after it. Info.
Info in session get.
There it is, right there. Okay. So it's telling me 5. And I don't know if it will work because I had stopped and started, but we'll try it. 5. Yep, you guessed it. Okay, so now if I come over here and I do a refresh on this one, okay, and I do a refresh here, only I can't do a refresh because I've made it so that I can't hit the refresh. I'll get it there eventually. Okay, so if I hit a refresh there, it now tells me 19. So you can see that it's keeping track of it out in my session. Because it's now telling me 19. So if I come over here and put in 19, it says you guessed it. Okay? And then if I redo this, it's now telling me 24. So basically, the session is keeping track. That's how you can see that the session is keeping track of the number. And if I go back and forth between these two, you can see that the session is keeping it. Yeah.
This is weird. Say I'm a hacker that loves to cheat on games. and I just love cheating on every game there is. So I go to this game and I'm like, I want to cheat on this. I want to figure out the number without... Is there a way I can look at the session and without that program that you made on the right side there and find out the number to guess?
I'm sure there is, because basically, I'm sure that somebody has figured out how to break in.
Yeah.
But technically, this program can, if you try running this program, okay, try running this program and see what you get.
Yeah, I mean, it's in here. I mean, obviously, I have this.
But you're not getting the same number I am, is my point.
Right. Yeah.
So you're getting the number that goes with your session.
Yep.
And you're not seeing my number.
Yeah.
Okay, my number goes with my session that I created. Now, if you come up here to this machine, yeah, okay. But, I mean, you're not getting it. Now, is there a way to get it? I'm sure there is.
Or is there a way to just look at the session? Or how does that work? Sessions, is it just it's a file?
Well, as I said, it's an ID. A session creates an ID. And the ID is, if you look at it, at that one that I said I took pictures of the screen, is something like a 24 character number, okay, that it generated. And so the session number is the one that contains this. And if I go in and say destroy the session or I turn off the browser, that session number goes away.
Yeah.
Okay, so the session number is created by me when I'm in there. And I should, as long as I'm sitting here, I don't think anybody else can get at it. But as I said,
yeah.
I mean, why do you think they keep putting out patches?
Yeah.
Apparently, Microsoft just found a really bad patch having to do with
Flash?
Explorer.
Yeah,
they're going to use a Flash.
And apparently, the bad thing is they're not supporting... they're not fixing it in the old versions.
Is it Windows Explorer or Internet Explorer?
Internet,
okay. Yeah, then I'm glad.
Is it Internet Explorer?
Yeah, running Adobe Flash.
Okay. Okay, it's when it's doing that. All right. I just heard a blurb on the news and only picked up the blurb.
Jeez.
You can actually, I just looked this up on Firebug, Internet Browser add-on. With the Fire PHP extension on Firebug, you can actually look at the sessions.
Right, and that's what I did back, but you're only seeing your session.
Yeah,
the sessions associated with that, yeah. As I said, if you look at... I put out there a series.
Oh, the notes.
of notes. Where are they?
They're right around the bottom. Yeah, the only reason why I bring this up with the whole I could see a random number is I shared my guessing game with a few friends, and one of them's a computer guy. He's like, you should really work on the client side and not on the server side, or I think that's what he said, and try to hide it instead of like having it out in the open and work defensively.
Right.
He's like, okay. He's like, as an advanced assignment, work on that.
And the session will take care of that problem.
Yeah.
As opposed to hidden, which is keeping it there, but yeah.
Yeah.
But session will take care of that. So there is the sessions, and if you look, and I think it was down close to the end where I took a picture with Firefox. So if I make this zoom. Somewhere I took a picture with Firefox. I know I did. There it is. And there, that shows the session number. You can make this bigger, but that shows the session number there. Okay, that's associated with this session. So if you have Firebug, you can go in and actually see the session.
So it's actually helpful, Firebug?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no, Firebug lets you look at more things. It's a good thing to have. Okay, so now, as I said, this is going to be that if I put in 24, I guessed it, and if I update this, it will tell me the next number. So if I have something that is showing my sessions, I can cheat, okay, and find out what the next number is that I should be putting in there, and that will tell me the right answer. Because basically, once I have guessed it, I say up there, you guessed it, I've picked another number for you to try. And that other number is therefore in my session. Okay? So that gives you, if you run these two programs together, you ought to be able to cheat and get it right all the time. So again, if you look at this code, basically I am using, every time I use num to guess, I use session. So if it's not set, I set it with a random number from 0 to 25. Okay, so I'm checking here, and if it's not set, I set it with a random number from 0 to 25. Okay, so now I've got it. And so when I start comparing, I've got it. And when I pick another number, when I say you guessed it, I go in and I pick another random number and put it in session called num to guess. And when I compare, I'm comparing the session num to guess to answer. So I'm going through here and doing the comparison of the session num to guess with answer. Okay? And that means that when I come down, I don't have to send it up in the hidden form because it's out there in my session. Okay? So that's a... The real value in sessions is I've essentially set up a memory variable on the server in the session that I can use throughout my session in the browser. Okay, and that means that I can move from program to program, because the other thing that you saw in the one that I brought up was that this has information from a variety of programs. The very first one gave me the CIS and info, then I have the number to guess, and then these three were when I went in and wrote, ran the program that I have to run prior to running this. So I basically have all of those things sitting in my session. And now if I end my browser, I'm going to end the session. Or if I put in the destroy, I'm going to end my session. Okay. So really what a session does is it sets up something in memory that you can, or in the server memory, in the server, on the server, that you can access. And so you can have a bunch of programs running that can access it. You know, I can write another program and say, show me num to guess, and the other program can go in and do it as long as I call it session num to guess. But as soon as I close down, it's gone. Okay? So I think that I've got, as I said, a couple of little examples of sessions out there, but I think that the num to guess, which is why I said I wanted you to get that one done, really illustrates it as well as anything, and that's why you'd want it. Yeah?
Just pertaining to the hidden post, is there any other ways with PHP to have that, like, so that if you went to the info source, if you go to the website, you right click and you just hit info source, you're going to see your value, whatever the
right
number is. Is there a way, instead of having post or get in PHP, to use, like, to have that hidden without using a session?
Offhand, I can't think of one, but I'm never willing to say no.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not willing to say no, there's not a way, because you've seen the manuals. There may be something in there that will do it, but I don't know.
All right. No, I was curious.
There's post get, there's request also that does it, but request would show it.
Showing the, instead of using, I mean, that's kind of HTML-ish, the post, right? Or is that JavaScript?
It's PHP.
I mean, the H3, I mean, like the posts. Is that PHP? Post and get?
Well, it's the way to send stuff over from HTML to
PHP.
The PHP.
Right.
And so the receiving end is the PHP. The sending end is the post and the get. The sending end is just sending them over with post and get.
No, I was just wondering if there was any other ways, but, I mean, if there...
Well, session is a nice solution.
It is, yeah.
So, I guess I'm saying, would say that I'd go with session, because session sets up this memory variable that's only obtainable. So if you put it up there, you weren't seeing my numbers.
Yeah.
You were seeing your numbers, but you weren't seeing my numbers.
That's true.
So, it's a really good way of doing it. Okay, if you then look at... I did a couple of versions of these. One of them was another, and another is really only a little different. If you look at the difference between these, the only thing I really changed in here was the second sentence down here, where I'm saying if empty, and here I'm saying if array key exists.
Yeah.
And those are basically two ways that I can do that. I'm at that point checking for answer. Okay. The other one that I wanted to point out is the one that says focus. And this one is basically, okay, what I want to do, and let me run this one. This one is called what? Get sessions focus. So if I do get sessions focus. Okay, so now if you look at my other one, nope, that's not what I want. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to guess here 5. And it says my guess is too low, and I know what the answer is. So I'm going to guess 15, and it tells me that I guessed it. Now, the point I'm trying to make here is that this is the same running that I was doing a few minutes ago. Now I'm using a totally different program, because this one is called Focus, and it's still giving me the answer because I'm storing it in num2guess. So because I use num2guess in the session on both of the programs, num2guess has the answer in it. Now, if I didn't want that to happen, I'd have to call it something other than num2guess. But since I call them num2guess, it's not keeping track of where this program, what program generated it, is what I'm saying. So when I used another program that had num2guess in it, it's working just fine. Okay, so num2guess is a variable, and it is not tied to having to be with one particular program. Okay, so I'm now opened another program with a totally different name, and I am still picking up the number over there. Okay, so if I now go and refresh this one, it is now telling me that 25 is the right number. And if I go here and enter 25, it will indeed tell me that I guessed it. Okay? And then if I go over here and refresh again, it's going to tell me 16 is the next number. So it's working just fine because num2guess is, I copied and pasted when I did the program, and so num2guess is the same. So I thought that was kind of an interesting thing to point out, that it's not dependent on the program, it's dependent on the name of the variable. And if I had a totally different program that had something called num2guess, it's going to keep that number there. Okay? And when you think about that in a program, I mean, you can only set up one variable with one name, and that's what it's doing.
So that set focus thing? So that's what that's doing there?
No, the set focus is doing something else. I haven't even got there yet. This was just to show you that it was holding. Okay, so now we'll look at the set focus. So I am coming over here, and I am putting in here 16. And then I submit the answer, and notice that the focus stays here. Okay? So I am putting the focus back there. Yeah. And that's what set focus does, huh?
Doesn't it delete what's in the box as well?
Yeah. But I think I was deleting it anyway. I'm not sure. But I was setting the focus. Yes, it will. So I was setting the focus back. And this is the way, in the one that I did for binary hex, I actually did a set focus on that one too, but I didn't go over that. I decided to go over it now. But essentially, if you want to have the focus go to something, this is a technique you can use rather than having to move your mouse around.
It's like in BB 2012, it's dot focus.
Yes. Yeah, they make it a lot easier.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I did here is I have body on load. And onload is a JavaScript event. Okay, so now I'm throwing in JavaScript. So I have, this is a JavaScript event. Okay. So I can put an event There's what? I don't know how many there are now, but there is at least 14 or 15 events that go with JavaScript. And so I'm now saying on load. And with events, you don't have to specify that you are in JavaScript. You don't have to put the little thing that puts you over into JavaScript. You can just write it as you would write ordinary HTML. So I put the event in here, because up here I'm in HTML. I haven't started PHP or restarted PHP. So I'm in HTML, and I just put on load. Then I want to set focus. And the thing I want to set is answer ID. Okay, so now I'm going to go down and find the routine, which is down at the bottom. And the routine is function set focus. Okay, and it is taking and making element ID. Okay. So I am saying I want the element here, and I want the ID, which is answer ID. So I'm setting answer ID at the focus. Okay, so I've got that I am setting answer ID, the focus on answer ID. Okay, so I come up here and I say set focus, send answer ID down, because whenever I'm calling a routine, I'm saying set focus, send what's in the parenthesis down. So it is sending answer ID down. So then I come down here and I receive answer ID into this. Okay, so now it decided I can't write.
No, it's because you shut it off earlier.
Who knows? No, I have to click exactly the right place. There. Okay, I've at least found the place that I can click. So I sent down answer ID. And it is now being stored as element ID because I can change the name there. So I sent down answer ID, and so now I am using DOM. So I am now get element by ID is DOM. Okay. So for you who have taken CIS 122, you've had some exposure to DOM. Get element by ID is JavaScript. But it is also a kind of JavaScript called DOM, and if anybody wants to know what DOM means, go look it up. It's what? Document object method, maybe? That sounds good.
It does sound good. Even if it doesn't, it sounds good.
Document object
model. Model, not method. All right. Document object model. Okay, so which is a kind of JavaScript which gives you incredible amounts of access. And if you're interested in DOM this summer and you have nothing better to do, go to the 122 site and look up some of my examples of DOM. But anyway, what I did here is I said, get the thing that it has the ID of answer ID. And I put ID equals answer ID up here. So it is now saying that that is where the focus should be set. So I'm setting the focus into that little block. Okay. So that kind of is a way of getting focus in. Okay. So that was those two. Now cookies are just putting down cookies. Okay, so basically a cookie is, as I said, you pretty much know that if any site you go to asks you to enter your name, it is going to be putting a cookie on your computer that will have your name in it. So that the next time you come in, it will keep the cookie. And with cookies, you can pick an expiration date. Okay, so if I am setting a cookie, okay, here is my cookie that I'm setting. And I'm saying set the cookie, and I'm calling the cookie student, and I'm putting John Doe in the thing, and I'm saying the expiration time, it's gonna last 1 minute. And you can look up the time, but essentially you can put calculations in there that says the number of days, the number of hours, days, hours, minutes, and seconds even. So this cookie is lasting 1 minute. Okay, and obviously I'm not going to create a cookie that's only going to last 1 minute on the whole, but you can create one. If you put a negative sign there, that's a way of getting rid of the cookie, because essentially you're saying a negative minute. Okay, so if I go in here and I go to cookies and then I do, what is this one called? Set a cookie. Okay, so a cookie has been set it to last 1 minute. Okay, and I ran set a cookie. Then I think check a cookie or basic retrieve cookie. I'm not sure which one goes with this, but this was student, so I'll take a look. This one is student. So this one is checking to see if the cookie is set. So if I put this one in, this is check a cookie. And the cookie for John Doe is set. Now if I sit here and hum for a few seconds to get it up to 60 minutes, or 60 seconds, the next time that I look at this, this should say there is a problem with your registration. Okay, so let's try it and see if a minute has passed. Yes, there is a problem with your registration. So I set the cookie for a minute, and basically after a minute, I'm seeing the else echo because the cookie only lasted a minute. It's now been wiped out and it's gone. Okay, so the time thing that you can set is you can go in and you can set a cookie for a long period of time, or what I wanted to do was just experiment. If you want to delete a cookie, as I said, you can just go in and have the time set to negative and that will delete the cookie. Okay, because it basically will set the time as a negative number, which is less than what the time you set. So if I'd gone in immediately and deleted the cookie, it would be gone. Okay. So I'm saying here that expiration is the date the cookie will expire and be deleted. An hour would be 3600. Because it's 60 minutes and 60 seconds. So if I set it for 3600, it's going to be an hour. Okay. And there is a formula that you can go look up that lets you put in days and everything and years and do the multiplication and save it forever and whatever. I went out yesterday when I was playing with this again and looked at my cookies, and it's amazing how long some of them have set it so that it will be there. You know, my computer will be dead before the cookie dies. Okay, I think there was one that was set for 2025. Okay, so, you know, I do not think my computer is probably going to still be operating in 2025. But just in case, they've set the cookie so it won't expire. Okay. So name is the name of your cookie. Value is the value stored in the cookie. And the expiration is when the cookie is going to expire. And this is stored on your computer unless you have set something up to say that you don't want cookies. Okay. So if you go in and you go in under tools, options, you have the settings about setting a cookie. And you can go then go to privacy. Isn't it privacy? Yeah. Although their privacy does not look like my privacy. Okay, but if you go on your own computer to tools, options, and then privacy, you ought to see a list of the cookies that are set up. Okay. So, setting a cookie is how Amazon gets to greet me every time I log into Amazon. And how all the other places get to greet you every time you log in. But that's its purpose, and it's being stored on your computer, and that's its purpose.
I just went to a couple of processor websites and stuff, and they say, we use cookies, so heads up.
Yeah.
So even websites are saying that they're...
letting you know.
Yeah.
Okay. And as I said, you can set not to receive cookies, but on the whole, right now at least, they don't appear to be terribly dangerous. I don't know. Does anybody set it for not cookies and have a reason for that?
It's okay if you set it to not cookies.
It sure is, because everybody wants to leave you a cookie. And so if you don't want their cookies, then you have to deal with them. So those are the last two things that we are covering. So now you have a choice. I don't think we have anything more to do next week, so I can change that to 9:30 on Tuesday and say we'll have the help sessions. We'll start at 9:30 on both Tuesday and Thursday because we got through what I wanted to get through, which is cookies and sessions. Questions? Okay, then next week, 9:30 to Tuesday, I think I said I'd stay till 6:30. So I'll be here 9:30 to 6:30. I'll be reasonably worthless about halfway through the afternoon. But that doesn't mean I won't be here. It just means I'll be worthless. And then Thursday, I've got to leave a little earlier because I am actually flying to North Carolina for the weekend for a birthday party.
That's awesome.
My 5-year-old grandson is having his birthday.
That's awesome.
And so I will probably be leaving around 3 or a little bit before. Jordan will be here until 4, but I'll be leaving around 3. So that will be Thursday.
What time are you staying until today?
4-ish.
Okay.
Then, as far as the final is concerned, your final, I believe I read the thing right, is on Thursday, right?
Yeah, I think so. Let me just double check
that. Okay, my other classes are Monday and Tuesday, but your class are on Thursday. And again, what I do with the final is I will post it so that it is available to you next Thursday. Okay, so that means during the help session on Thursday, you can ask me as many questions as you want to.
Thursday, 9:00.
Yeah. So it's available, it will be available, basically I'll put it up Wednesday night.
Can you do it here or at home?
I don't want you here.
Okay.
I mean, if you want to come, that's fine, I'm not.
Okay?
I won't be here at all.
Yeah.
My reasoning is that most people are taking it at home and it makes more sense if I'm available via email than if I'm here because number one, I can't sit and correct if I'm here as easily. And number two, if people are sending me emails, it's just easier to respond from home where I've got everything set up. So anyway, I will not be here either. Now, your final is due by 9 o'clock on that Thursday. It has to be sent to me by 9 o'clock. And when I put it up, I will tell you to make sure you send it, and I'll give you a couple of addresses. And as I've said before, my suggestion is that you send separate emails to the different addresses just in case something doesn't get through.
Yeah.
But anyway, so it's due by 9 o'clock. And as I said, if you're on track to pass the course and you don't pass in the final, I will nag you. So, you know, don't worry about it, basically. Just keep the email where you sent it so you can prove that it was sent before 9 o'clock. Okay, so keep the email where you sent it and prove that you sent it before 9 o'clock, and then you don't lose any points. Okay? So your final is due that Thursday. And that means, okay, homework is due this Thursday. I will take one or two things that Thursday, or prior to that Thursday. The sooner you pass them in, the happier I am. I get grouchier as it goes, okay? So the more you pass in, the earlier you pass it in, the happier I am. Once that Thursday has passed, I pretty much say I'm not going to correct anything more. But I will eventually. So, you know, if you've got a lousy grade in the course, keep sending the stuff, because I'll eventually go back and recalculate your grade. You can only get an A on time, but you can get a B late. Okay, so if you, you know, haven't passed in homework and it's going to impact your grade, at least make it only impact your grade for a week or two. Because if you send me the work, I will change your grade. Now, you may have to nag me because I'm going to be done correcting and it's over.
Yeah.
So you may have to, please, 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 would you correct the stuff that I just sent you? And I will eventually. Okay. So
we got a week to get our work done.